And welcome back to Quicksland this morning. We're now at 8:32 and 38 degrees. We're going to talk a little bit about Safe Passage today. Melissa Askew and Raquel Rickey have joined us today. And Raquel, let me first of all ask you, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
All right. How long have you two known each other?
What, about 5 years, I guess?
Yeah, about 5 years.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All righty. Tell us a little bit about Safe Passage and what it's all about.
Sure, yeah. So Safe Passage is a domestic and sexual violence crisis center located here in Moberly, Missouri. We are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have a 24-hour hotline. We provide free confidential services to anyone who's been affected by domestic or sexual violence. Some of those services include emergency shelter, legal advocacy, medical advocacy, case management. We also provide community education, to the folks here in the community. We have a 9-county service area, and that includes Randolph County. So if you feel like you've been affected by domestic or sexual violence, definitely give us a call, because we also provide services to non-residents, people who do not live at the shelter. So just give us a call on our hotline or our office line, and we can definitely see how we can help you.
Yeah, what's the best way to get a hold of Safe Passage?
Our hotline number is 660-269-8111, and our office line is 269-8999.
All right, ladies, do we find a lot more people are affected by this than folks may realize?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. One of the reasons we want to talk about this is because April's a special month, isn't it?
Yes, it is. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and the theme this year is Embrace Your Voice. And some of the ways that we can do that is one of the things that society has a little bit of problems with is victim blaming, and unfortunately. And so one of the things we can do is challenge when we hear someone that is victim blaming, such as maybe they've been assaulted and somebody says, well, you know, if she hadn't been wearing that, it wouldn't have happened, or he knew better than to be in that place, because it does happen to men and women. So challenging that is really important. Another way can be teaching our youth about boundaries and how to respect those boundaries. Safe Passage, we have an interactive curriculum there that actually teaches. We go to schools and teach this to like church youth groups. But it talks a little bit about boundaries and sexual teen dating violence. And so it just addresses those boundaries that need to be taught at an early age. Another thing we can do is by believing survivors when they come forward. That's probably one of the most important things we can do. You know, rarely does false reporting happen. There's statistically about 2% of all reports are found to be false. So coming forward to say you've been sexually assaulted or sexually abused is not a fun thing in our society. And so just being able to embrace what they say and believe what they say and help them is really important.
Because I'm guessing breaking that cycle is not easy, is it?
No, it is not. No, it's really hard. So, I mean, that's what we need to do as a community is pull together and start looking at some of these issues and be able to work towards having a more a society that is more willing to listen to survivors.
All right. What is coming up as far as events go? I know some things are on the agenda, aren't they?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So one of the biggest events, we have our Embrace Your Voice 5K. It's a run walk that's on April 21st. It's at Rothwell Park. It's our first 5K that we've done. We're hoping to make this a yearly event. It's April 21st at 9 a.m. Registration starts at 8 a.m. It's $25 to register early, and then 30 days to register the day of the event.
Not 30 days, $30.
I mean, $30. Yeah.
That's $30. A long registration.
That is, isn't it? $30 a day of the event, yeah. So that's that's our big thing that's coming up in April. And another thing about that is if they can register before April 6th, they are guaranteed a free T-shirt with that. And they can go to safepassagemoberly.org and get on there and register for that event. Another thing is we are having a display at the Little Dixie Library this month, the month of April, where we're wanting the community to get involved a little bit by writing little note cards to survivors. If they are a survivor or they know a survivor, we don't want any names, but just putting an encouraging note together. And then we take those notes at the end of the month and I make them into wall hangings and we display them in the bedrooms of the shelter where the survivors come in. They have something encouraging to look at and know that they're not alone.
All right, so if folks want to do something like that, what can they do? Where should they take it? That kind of thing.
Okay, well, at the library there, we will have a display set up, and it can all be done right there. They'll be able to put their cards in a box where nobody else can see it. And at the end of the month, I will come and pick those up.
All right. So. Raquel, how supportive is the community generally of Safe Passage?
Oh, absolutely. We have such a great community here who supports us, I mean, with everything that we do. And we are extremely lucky that the community members are always willing to rally behind us and support us.
All right. Are you looking forward to these events, too?
Oh, absolutely. Especially the 5K. I'm a runner, so I'm pretty stoked about the 5K.
All right. So how did the idea for the 5K come about?
Something we've been wanting to do for quite a while, and this is my first 5K, so I wasn't quite sure what I was getting into, so next year will be a lot better, but it's something we've been wanting to do, so we just jumped in there and just did it. So
all right, what else do we want folks to know about this morning?
Well, just, you know, if anybody feels like that they need help, maybe they are in a domestic violence situation, or they know somebody that is and would like to support them. We also, you know, provide support for those also. So they can just give us a call at 269-8999 and we can help them out or get them set up with services that they might need.
All right. Is this valuable work for you, rewarding work for you, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing this for about 8 years now, and I can't imagine doing anything else because I really enjoy, you know, helping other people. And, yeah, the rewards that you get from it is amazing.
All right. So, again, if folks want some information about the run or what they can drop off at the library or about Safe Passage, what's the best thing to do?
Probably get onto our website at www.safepassagemoberly.org, and that's got a lot of information on there, or they can even just give us a call at 269-8999.
All right. Are you needing volunteers or anything like that if someone wants to help out?
Yeah. We're always looking for volunteers. Billy Meacham, who is our volunteer coordinator, they can call up to the shelter there and get a hold to him, and he can give them the information that they need.
All right. Hey, ladies, I told you this was going to be easy.
It's easy.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming by today.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Melissa Askew and Raquel Rickey, they've joined us today on Quicksland this morning.